As the sixth parliament draws to an end, members of parliament are demanding to know their conditions of service and emoluments of Article 71 office holders enshrined in the Constitution. The MPs want their salaries, allowances, facilities and privileges due them determined. They are therefore demanding that the committee set up by the President to determine their emoluments to present its recommendations to the House as soon as practicable to enable the MPs to know their fate before the House goes on recess in the first week of next month. The member for Old Tafu, Dr. Anthony Akutose, raised the matter on the floor of Parliament today.
The House is demanding from us to work hard. As we speak, and you are aware, we don't even know our conditions of service. So I'm asking, when is leadership going to brief us on the issue relating to Article 71 so that we'll be invigorated to work? Because this is almost 4 years. Before we left, nothing was said, and we've just come back, and we are supposed to be invigorated under these conditions? I don't believe so. So please, leadership will do well to apprise us of what is happening. Because members are speaking about it from both sides, and I think it will be important that we hear some before the end of this week.
The MP for Second D, Papa Usu Ankuma, also contributed to the matter.
I don't really think it's about our salaries. It's about fulfilling our constitutional obligation under Article 71.2. And with your permission, I read, the salaries and allowances payable and the facilities available to the President, the Vice President, the chairman and the other members of the Council of State, ministers of state, and deputy minister, being expenditure charged on the consolidated fund, shall be determined by Parliament. My question is, on the recommendation of the committee referred to in clause 1 of this article, as we speak, we have 3 weeks, and the committee has not submitted their report to us to enable us to discharge this major constitutional obligation. And I'll just plead with the Honourable Majority Leader to ensure that the committee fulfills its obligation under Article 71.2, so that before Parliament is prorogued, we have fulfilled this important constitutional duty.
Majority Leader Oban Bagbin responded to the plea of the MPs.
The point being made is well noted. It's difficult for me to ensure, but I'll definitely consult. Well, I don't have that authority to ensure, but I'll definitely consult the legal authority to make sure that it is brought earlier than we experienced in 2008. In fact, in 2008, it was brought the last day that Parliament was to rise, and that led to a decision. We don't want to experience that again. And so I'll try and follow up on the issue so that it will come earlier. I agree with you that we should have sufficient time to go through the report and then maybe make in some inputs to improve upon what they would have proposed. But it's for us to approve and for them to also approve, but we need to have some time to go through it. So I'll take it up and then follow up on it.
Majority Leader in Parliament, Oban Bagbin. Meanwhile, Mr. Bagbin has made a strong case to the House to prioritize the passage of the Right to Information Bill before the House rises in November.